Sorry, I just had to chew up my breakfast here. I wish I had easy to eat breakfast like you do, Alex. You got what, Chips Ahoy's over there?
It's all food. You just chew it.
No, this RX bar seriously is like a workout for me. By the way, Monday Music Marathon's going on right now on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex show, and if you're new to the show here, Alex has been in a long-term relationship now for 6 months.
7 months. 7 months tomorrow.
Are we rounding up? Okay.
Seven months tomorrow.
Yes.
Is that your longest relationship in your life?
No, it's not. I don't know why you keep saying that.
Because you fall in love so quick.
It's the longest relationship I've had since being a part of the show.
Oh, that's what it is.
You're such a jerk.
Okay. Well, Alex was gone last week on vacation, and then she comes back, and I guess we're going to kind of wonder, are you engaged or are you not engaged? And I saw on your Instagram, I think there was an engagement.
Why do you think that?
I just saw you with like an engagement thing. What was that?
What do you mean?
Someone got engaged.
Yeah. Aren't you engaged?
Oh,
was it you?
Okay. Well, the Egyptian has a cousin who got engaged. He posted congratulations to them.
I thought you were engaged.
Well, here's the thing. There was a lot of speculation that I might get engaged because everything's going super well in my relationship. I feel like I know. I'm hoping he feels the same way, that we are the ones. So anyway, we had this big special. We had this big special trip planned to go to Cabo last week in Mexico, which was my first time going to Mexico and really my first real vacation ever in my life. And it was fantastic. And we had a great time. We got asked to buy cocaine a lot by different cab drivers and people on the street.
Everybody, you?
Every 5 minutes you would get asked, "You want powder for your nose?" I can't do a Spanish accent, but they would ask if we wanted, you know, cocaine. It was the weirdest thing. I've never been asked to buy drugs like that before. So that was fun. But the answer is I am not engaged.
He was giving you the cold shoulder before you left, so we thought maybe he was planning something.
He seemed to be hiding something, and so yeah, a lot of people thought maybe it would happen because just like I said, the relationship has been going so well. We've talked about, you know, a life together and, you know, getting married one day and all this. So people thought maybe it was going to happen, but it did not happen yet. Now the trip was great. I did realize that when you're with someone for that long, being a week, that you find new things to fight about haven't fought about before.
You learn the good, the bad, and the ugly about somebody when you're with them for more than like 5 hours at a time. So you were there for a full week.
I was there for a week, and here's what is extremely aggravating, and other women can relate. Well, at least probably young women my age in their 20s. We posted one picture together, and I am furious about it. And we fought about this for so long that I finally just gave up. Because here's why. He refuses to listen to me when it comes to taking pictures. Like, I'm like, you know.
Oh, wait, you're a production when you do photos. I don't blame him. I would break up with you if you tried that with me.
It's a full-on production, but you do it for the gram. I'm telling him, and other women that, like, care about their Instagram understand this. I'm saying, you know, I'm going to look forward. You look at me. Now you smile. Now you look off to the side.
Somebody turn the fan on. We need a fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we have a fan?
But you know what? I don't post anything on Instagram unless it is an actual quality photo.
Oh, and yours has to be perfect. I've seen it, yes.
I feel like people do appreciate that. It's not junky, you know, looks like I'm taking pictures with a potato type of quality. And so I do the fake laugh and all this stuff. I mean, here's the thing. Most things that you do see on Instagram, when you see these like nice looking profiles and stuff, all of it is fake. Nothing is candid. All of the candid photos are fake. Sorry to burst your bubble, but that's how you get a good picture. And so he just was so annoyed with that. And he's like, I'm not doing that. We're going to stand here and take like a picture looking at the camera. And I was so pissed off. So I was like, whatever then. We're not posting any pictures. So I only posted one good one of us in Santa Monica because we went to LA before we went to Cabo. And so I posted that one at YoAlexRaps with a Z on Instagram, which you can see. But when we got home, I told him, I said, listen, if you're going to be in a relationship with me, this is important to me. It's a little thing that is so simple. When we take pictures, I want you to do what I say. I don't care if it feels stupid. It looks good.
Well, I feel like all your pictures are good anyway.
Yeah,
well,
but like, I think there's something that people would actually appreciate too. And by the way, 833-JOE-ALEX, we'd like to hear from you, 833-563-2539. I think there's something that people can appreciate when you're real and not everything is perfect, because life's not perfect. I understand Instagram and Facebook and every other social media is quote unquote the highlights, but I don't think your boyfriend, the Egyptian, has a bad point with like, no, I'm not going to turn this way then pretend that I'm about to fart. Like,
Joe, you
let
know
him
what
do
we
his
have?
Thing.
You know what we have to show the real imperfections of my life? life, this show. This show is where I embarrass myself on a daily basis, including telling the story, which I know that I'm going to get roasted for.
I hope you do. I want people to call 833-JOE-ALEX, 833.
People understand what goes into a good gram.
You're telling me right now people are listening and they do the same thing you do. They pose their boyfriend
not
all
everyone.
The time.
No.
Majority
you know
or
what?
Minority?
Basic bees don't. Sorry, not sorry. Basic bees don't. But if you have a good Instagram and you actually care, then yes, you do little things like that. You fake laugh with your friends and you look at, you know, all of that stuff. It's fake candids. That's how you get a good picture.
So that's how you have so many followers and I only have 1,000.
See?
It's because I look like junk.
Huh? Why don't you post a photo right now, producer Porkchop? right now, as we're looking at producer Porkchop, he is in a wife beater.
Hot mess.
By the way, he had a t-shirt over the wife beater, and then he had a
That's
blue.
Not politically correct. It's just gender beater. No,
oh,
I'm
my
just
God.
Kidding.
Oh, gender beater? Okay.
I'm kidding! Say,
everybody
I'm
calls it that. No, we don't condone domestic violence.
No,
I got
don't.
My
whatever.
Gut hanging out, my loose muscles.
Yeah,
okay,
unless
stop
you don't
it.
Take a picture the way I want you to take a picture. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Oh, God.
Oh, God, dude. Why is he taking his pants off?
Taking it off.
That's not even necessary.
So, anyway, that is what we ended up fighting about. Now, everything is good. Everything's great. And actually, when we got home, he was really sweet. And he was like, I totally understand why it's important to you. I don't understand as a guy, but I will do it for you if it makes you feel better, which made me feel good. So, aww. See, we worked it out. So everything is good. And maybe we'll be engaged within a year.
Worked
I don't know.
It out. Pretty much only way it works is if he does what she wants.
Exactly.
That's working it out.
Listen.
I like your compromise.
The woman is always right.
No,
this
she's
is
not.
Not news. It's not rocket science.
Speaking of the women is always right, what about the poll we posted?
Oh, yes. I did see while we were gone on Election Day, you guys asked people to vote on who their favorite member of the show was. And I was very nervous at first. But then I saw that I won, so then I wasn't that worried about it.
Oh, yeah.
You rigged it.
Yeah, you totally rigged it. Where'd you go on vacation? Mexico or Russia?